This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In many school districts, seniors who aren't able to pay off lunch debt or other debt they've accrued throughout their education aren't allowed to cross the stage on graduation day. They can even be taken to small claims court over these debts. According to the Education Data Initiative, Wisconsin has more than 202,000 children who are considered food insecure, and meal debt in the state is over $112 million. Grace held a trivia night on October 5th to help pay off school debt in Southwood County. The Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, or GRACE, currently has 5 churches who participate. Reverend Kate West is the current president of the GRACE group.
We're just very thankful for the community who has so graciously helped, whether it's through like Bee's Tap House, donating space to different groups, have donated silent auction baskets.
West is also the minister of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Wisconsin Rapids.
I think most of us can agree that, you know, it's pretty clear in whatever faith tradition that people should be fed.
Last year, Grace paid off close to $3,000 in school debt in Nakusa and Wisconsin Rapids. Reverend Beth Roan Habhager is the pastor at the Moravian Church. She and her husband Seth hosted the trivia night at Bee's Tap House. They opened for this event on a Sunday when they're normally closed and donated their cash tips. A total of $1,339 was raised between the trivia, silent auction, and free will donation. Roan Habhager said the event was well attended and well received.
We are so grateful to the community for their support of this, and they're wanting to help us help our community that are struggling.
The Grace Group hopes to hold these trivia nights twice yearly, one in spring and one in the fall. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday, October 15th. Joanne Krulatz reports.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. Residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved in recent weeks. It asks that you provide your bank account information to receive the refund, or it will be forfeited. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. Average gas prices have fallen 8.6 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price at the pumps in Wisconsin landed at $2.68 on Monday. This is over 21 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 35 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. Over 40 states are seeing gas prices decline, and oil prices dropped below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action. The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov. The Portage County Veterans Service Office will be closed all of next week. From October 20th through the 24th, Veterans Service Officers will be attending annual training in Eau Claire. They'll have limited access to email and voicemails during that time, but will return all calls and emails promptly when they reopen on Monday, October 27th at 7:30 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.